without pay while this plays out. Some furloughed employees are being hired on the spot by the sportswear retailer Rally House in Kansas City.
Eventually, getting your pay back doesn't translate to paying bills today.
Jennifer Morris works for the Environmental Protection Agency. At least 14 people plus the gunman are reported killed in a terrorist attack on a hotel and shopping complex in Nairobi, Kenya. President Uhuru Kenyatta.
My heart and that of every Kenyan goes out to the innocent men and women violated by senseless violence.
The Al-Shabaab Islamic extremist group claims responsibility for the attack. This is Fox News.
There's always something going on with your favorite morning show. Greg Budell, I understand you've got a new secretary. How do you call her into your office?
Get right in here, will you, Mrs. O'Pagans?
Jay Scott, what's going on in your private life?
I'm a loner, and I like it.
Here's something special. An intimate conversation between Emily Hayes and fiancé.
Is this a honeymoon?
No, no, shame on you. No hinky-pinky before the nuptials. Not so much after us, either.
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
Here's another behind-the-scenes treat. Rich Thomas swearing in a new group of weather rangers.
Now repeat after me. I. Your name?
Your name.
Schmucks. We'll get back to you on that one, Richard.
Your capabilities are our finini.
Loosely translated, that means stand by for three men and a lady.
Let's begin with appreciation on this. Rusty Aldridge's changes.
Please
clap.
Yes. Emily and Rich Thomas, random facts coming up. Let's go straight to Rich for the forecast.
Okay, how about a freezing morning? We're at 31 now out at the airport. Mostly sunny, milder today. Best day of the week weather-wise. Enjoy it because we do have some dips in, let's say, peaks and valleys in our weather over the next couple of weeks. Mostly sunny, milder, high 59 today. Not quite as cold tonight with increasing clouds, low 38. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers by afternoon. I think, though, this is a minor system coming in with maybe a few spotty showers tomorrow night as the front moves through, low 61, rather high tomorrow, 61. Upper 60s on Friday. We're in between storm system, a mostly cloudy, generally dry day. Saturday, chance of showers afternoon, and maybe showers and a few thunderstorms towards Saturday evening and Saturday night. The high on Saturday, 70, then the bottom drops out Sunday. Windy, drastically colder, with Arctic air moving in, falling temperatures. And then we're down to the mid-20s by Monday morning, wind chill factor teens, and high temperature on MLK Day only in the 40s, probably maybe low to mid-40s. Right now this morning, it's 32 at Maxwell, 30 in Prattville, 31 at Danley Field with calm winds at 7:04.
The bottom will drop out.
Oh, my God.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASC. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
She's licensed to marry.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And yes, we got our marriage license yesterday. We are 10 days away from the Gumptuals. And, you know, when you get this close, you have a lot, the bride especially, has a lot to think about, a lot to plan and such. And we'll have millions of questions, which I've had for the folks that are involved in our wedding. But the one person that gets back to me the quickest and with the kindest responses is Amy from Stone Images Photography. Now, Keith and Amy will be shooting our wedding. They did our engagement photos. They've shot photos of the gang here in studio that you all have seen and that you've seen on CBS before we do our morning talk about, if you will.
Talk about. Is it a walkabout?
They can do anything is my point, and they will put you at ease, answer your questions in a timely fashion, and they welcome the questions. So check out their portfolio of work by visiting heathstone.us. Call them at 467-1900, especially if you got engaged over the holidays and you want to get your photos done for your save the dates and such. They can help you with that. Again, heathstone.us or 467-1900. Best way to get in touch with them. Stone Images Photography. Yay!
Here's a snapshot of our traffic.
Goodbye. Big buzz.
The morning rush hour has begun, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic has our first accident of the morning. It's on the West South Boulevard in front of the Waffle House. Be careful around that way. The rest of the boulevard is going to be busy as you approach the Troy Highway and the I-85 intersections. The 31s are running smooth this morning. Shouldn't see any trouble coming in from Prattville or Wetumpka. And the school zones are busy. Be careful. Speed limit is 15 miles per hour. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This is breaking news.
This just in, the term breaking news means practically nothing.
Yeah, right.
This has been breaking news.
I've been waiting for that kind of image.
Gosh, that's true, though.
Oh, really? It's the most... I get so annoyed because most of the afternoons we have Fox
right
on the screen, and their graphic for their breaking news is this red and yellow thing. So you
they haven't changed it in years.
And I look at it because I'm trained to recognize the red and yellow is something
could be really important.
And most of the time, it's not even interesting, much less breaking news.
Nope. Sometimes it's rehashed news.
Yeah, or even fake news. I just put a video up on Facebook that has been making me laugh out loud of stupid people doing stupid things.
Just a bunch
things.
Of fails.
Yeah, epic fails.
Look, crazy. I don't know how our smart TV works, but whenever you turn it on, it's always on the Fail Army channel.
The Fail Army channel?
Yeah, but it's not a channel. I don't think it is. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't understand. I just know how to get to Hulu.
I watched, thanking Rich Thomas once again for helping me realize that Smithsonian Channel had made its way to WOW.
Oh my gosh, are you enjoying it?
I watched last night, and I thought it would help put me to sleep, but it was so interesting.
Yeah.
It was a two-hour documentary on the history of the making of the 747 jet from first formulation in 1965 when it was first discussed all the way through where it's at today, that Qantas Airlines actually offered a 747 to John Travolta as his personal plane. He's got a 707 that he can land and pull up to
in his driveway,
and they show you all that. And he's flown 747s. He's a very accredited pilot. I was really impressed with that. And it's funny. You stand there, you're looking at the... He's got 400 tons of airplane, and I'm thinking Vinnie Barbarino's going to get in the cockpit and fly that thing somewhere. Hey, yo, Mr. Cartier. Just a thought.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there. Did you see the Aerial America on Alabama yet?
I have it. Yeah. I have it saved. I haven't watched it yet. Maybe I'll try that one. Well, tonight when I get home from Baumhauer's after the big celebration for Emily and Fiance.
Oh, yeah. I'm nervous.
That should be pretty. Today's going to be actually a very, very long day. And please keep the King family in Prattville in your thoughts today as they bury their beloved Barry, who passed away at only 57 a few days back. We'll be thinking about them as well. Great guy, and just such a sad situation. But she has been very much lifted by the support of the News Talk audience. That's what makes this station special. We have a real community of listeners, whether they gather at Baumhauer's or they network together on Facebook. It's amazing and impressive. Later this hour, there's been a lot of talk lately about kids being exposed to screens and the damage that that might be doing. And nobody explains those kinds of traumas better than Barney the Dinosaur.
Barney!
Yeah, so he's got some helpful thoughts on that.
See.
And if you missed the electrifying fashion news last hour about silly jeans, well, that's coming up in just a few minutes, along with my convoluted introduction to random facts. Oh, you won't want to miss that. You won't want to miss that one.
I gave you an idea somehow last hour.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Would like to mention John Cato, our friend, another guy from our Baumhauer's group who owns J&S Landscaping, is want, and I just mean to pass along to you, that he also does industrial and commercial properties and businesses. So keep in mind that that's the first thing people see if they're coming to your office complex or business. You want it to look great, and if you want it to look great and pay a fair price with an excellent result, JNS is the answer to that conundrum for you at 202-8760. Talk to John and have him come out and do an estimate on your commercial, industrial, or business property, in addition to single-family homes and large yards. They do a great job at a fair price. 202-8760. We're going to the newsroom, and then we're back with Jay's Random Facts. That'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was a focal point of last night's Montgomery City Council meeting. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says increasing patrols is just one way to combat this problem. City leaders have discussed drafting an ordinance that would make celebratory gunfire a misdemeanor. The Macon County Courthouse will reopen this morning after a Monday morning fire forced it to close its doors, and now county leaders are trying to figure out what records were lost. The county commission chair says 90% of records in the probate judge's office were scanned and digitized several years ago. He hopes that will cut down on their losses. The Macon County Sheriff's Office and the state fire marshal are investigating this fire. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tight all around. People
That's clever.
And now,
if that's over, then I'm going to
random facts.
God.
That was good.
Then I'm going to.
That was good. It made me forget how angry I am at Jay for a second.
I heard that comment. Yeah, that was.
Well, let me remind you.
What is wrong with you?
Because we're starting out on a morbid one.
Uh-oh. Oh, great.
Man. Did you know in the 50s there was a nuclear bomb test in the Australian outback?
Didn't kill those massive spiders.
The Aborigines there thought a spirit had killed all of the kangaroos for them, so they ate them, and then they died of radiation poisoning.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, those.
Man.
That's horrible.
What else are you going to cheer us up with, Jay?
The attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, my God.
Hey, now that is a segue. Now you're lived in our spirits.
The attack on Pearl Harbor was extremely unexpected. So much so that as the bombing began, one seaman turned to his friend and said, "This is the best damn drill the Army has ever put
yes,
on."
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they thought it was a scheduled.
Yeah, they really did.
Why'd they repaint the planes with the zero on there?
The meatball. That's what they were calling it. Right.
Yep.
Wow.
Did you know that Guns N' Roses once went on tour with a car that broke down, so they hitchhiked to the gig? They ate raw onions from a field along the way. They made it to Seattle for the show. When they finished, the owner refused to pay them. Huh. They responded by trying to burn down the club, but they failed.
Jeez.
Wow. This is all, everything that went wrong that week, right?
It's a rough go of things.
Wow.
That reminds me of the stories of that documentary that Martin Scorsese did on The Band. Because they told those kinds of stories where they were shoplifting food to eat, right. Stealing cigarettes, and stuff like that.
Did you know that Kate Winslet keeps her Oscar in the bathroom so that her guests can hold it and make acceptance speeches in the mirror without feeling self-conscious?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's different.
So the next time you're at Kate Winslet's bathroom.
Are you going to put your Emmy in the bathroom so when people come over they can...
Somebody broke it one time by picking it up in the wrong way.
Oh, no.
And replacing it is $300.
Whoa.
And replace it I did.
Oh. Where's the broken one? Did you have to send it back?
The broken one you have to send back.
Son of a gun.
You're only allowed to have one.
They don't. Yeah. They don't let you do that.
You mean you can't go to McEmmy's and order
McEmmy's? That's good.
Did you know that Martin Luther King's mother was also assassinated? A deranged man who believed that Christianity was harming African Americans gunned her down as she played the organ in church.
Oh, man.
He was sentenced to death, but this was commuted to life imprisonment because the kings opposed capital punishment.
How about that?
Mm.
Did you know that in the scene in The Shining where Jack Nicholson is trying to break down the door, the crew made a fake door for him to break through? However, they had to replace it with a real door because Jack used to be a fire marshal. And he took down the fake door in just one little swing. It just broke completely
apart. Oh, so they
apart.
Said, okay, we can go ahead and use the...
Yeah.
That explains the memorable line in that movie.
Everybody remain calm!
Oh. I thought you meant, here's Johnny. That's remember his face when he was saying that? No?
Here's Johnny, okay. Rather demented looking, yes.
And the little kid with red rum.
And what the stuff they put Shelley Duvall through on that film.
Oh man.
It was horrible. Did you know that the word national in the National Hockey League does not refer to the United States, it refers to Canada.
Uh-huh. That makes
sense. Since for the first 7 years of play, all of the teams in the NHL were located in Canada.
Remember when there were just six teams in that league?
I know.
Yeah, and Toronto and Montreal were the only two Canadian teams then.
The Maple Leafs?
Yeah, Toronto and Montreal, Chicago, New York, Boston, and Philadelphia was an expansion.
And there's only one, so there's one baseball now, Toronto, but there was Montreal.
Montreal will probably get baseball back.
And that's the only international? So you got hockey and baseball, the only international ones?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
The NHL was actually organized on November 26, 1917 at a hotel in Montreal, which is where it was originated. Did you know? Near the all the castles that are depicted in the Monty Python and the Holy Grail film, they're actually one single castle. They're just shot from different angles.
Clever.
Yeah.
Saves on castle budget.
Saves on transportation, other than like, okay, let's go to the other side. Let's get that shot. All right, good. Did you know that if Jedi as a religion was accepted by New Zealand's 2001 census, where a lot of people did write down Jedi as their religion, it would have been the second largest religion behind Christianity in New Zealand?
Oh, my lands.
Yep. Did you know that chai means tea?
So when I order a chai tea latte, I'm ordering a tea tea latte.
Tea. Yep. That's exactly what you're ordering.
Chai tea, it sounds like a martial art.
Oh, here, the first comment. You remember, I think we talked about this. It was the word of the day, not recently, back when we originally did it for Bomb Hours. Naan?
Naan, yeah. Naan bread.
Yeah, you know what that is?
Bread.
It's bread.
Yeah.
Naan bread is just bread.
Bread, it's bread, bread, bread.
Bread, bread. That's what bread, that means. Bread.
But chai, green chai and black chai.
Well,
so I'm really saying green tea and black tea.
Mm-hmm.
But the spice, like it's spice, the black.
Or green tea tea and black tea tea.
Tea tea.
So.
How about that?
Yeah. Things you did not know. And finally, maybe.
That was very fast.
Yeah, we're going to be over with this at 7:24.
Wow.
Are you sure that's 11?
That is 11, yeah.
I just tried not to interrupt you because you made me mad earlier.
Well, and yeah, you. You need to do that to keep the, you know, to stretch. Just pull, you know, pull it. Christetta Cromerford has been the executive chef of the White House since 2005. Currently, I guess she's furloughed. But she is the first woman and the first person of Asian descent to hold that post.
Oh.
So.
That was one of the cool features on the 747 documentary, because they show you Air Force One and how it's compartmentalized.
Right. And when you change the presidency, much of the White House staff remains the same, including, what's that head guy called again? He's the...
what was that movie?
Interesting name.
The head guy?
The butler.
Yeah, but he... What's his name? It's a very... almost an... English-sounding provincial kind of name. Look it up. I'll look it up.
All right. They're going to caucus on a pop quiz question so you can win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet in just a moment. I am browsing, as I do every day.
I can't look.
It's there. The Beamer is there, if that's what you're wondering. The pictures haven't been posted yet.
I Googled what kind of Beamer that is because I can't, you know. She can hear me. I'm going to go out there and leave this afternoon, and there's going to be a problem with Betty White because she's going to be mad that I was looking at the finer selections.
Well, you can drive a Beamer. Now, not just any Beamer, but when you get one from Jack Ingram, you're getting a car that's had an engine that has been tested and vetted to the max. That's number one. They have no interest. Doesn't matter how nice the car looks. They're not interested in reselling something. That's going to be somebody else's trouble. So this is a Beamer you can get for under 10. It's in great condition, low mileage, and well-maintained. And it's available right now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Lots of choices. Great stuff for new drivers. In fact, if you have a new driver, you want to get them their own set of wheels for college or whatever. A 2007 Nissan Sentra in excellent condition and a very sporty red with all the safety features is $4,900 at Jack Ingram. See Tip Tames and his team, or you can shop by category, by brand, by type of vehicle at jackingram.com.
The Usher is the name of the guy who is in charge of the whole White House staff, and he usually stays for about 10 to 20. The longest one was there for 42 years through a lot of presidents. The Usher.
The one that was in the White House during JFK's time, he was almost a counsel, person that JFK would speak with and get opinions.
He was Gary J. Walters, and he was there for several presidents. And the main job of your duties, you're in charge of the executive White House complex, the executive residence. That's what you do.
We'll grab this call from David, then we'll do our $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Good morning, all.
Hey.
Detroit was the sixth original team.
Thank you.
Roll
the
time.
Red Wings, yes. Thank you for reminding
me. Along with the others. And, you know, you guys were talking about Rihanna and her dad earlier. Do you remember when Leanne Rimes sued her father for basically, she claimed he stole $6 million from her?
Well, yeah, there have been some very legitimate...
Especially child actors who have...
Yeah, whose parents took all the money that was made, spent it, wasted it.
Macaulay Culkin, I think, went through some...
I think he did.
I think he did, too, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Leanne Rimes' dad actually managed her the first several years of her career, but when her career, you know, really took off, of course, they hired a professional manager, and but he still had access to her account and basically withdrew $6 million claiming, you know, he was owed that because of management fees. And she sued him, and they were estranged, I think, for about 10 years before they finally started talking again.
$6 million will put a lot of space between people. Thanks so much for the call, David. We are ready now to do our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Here with that question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that somebody... What? You have no idea what I'm about to say, and yet you're giving me sass.
No, because you side-eyed me.
No, I didn't. Only when you did that.
We better do this before the listeners forget.
Jeez.
I thought we were trying to stretch out here. Earlier, we found out that somebody broke Rich's Emmy, and he had to get it replaced. How much does it cost to replace an Emmy?
That's good.
I don't read the fact, random question.
279-228. 272-9228.
I know who it was.
And we'll take your call while we're waiting for the phones to explode with response. We will check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Wednesday morning rush hour underway this morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing the authorities working the accident on the West South Boulevard in front of the Waffle House. Other than that, the boulevard is moving along as you would expect on any early morning. You're going to bunch up at most of the traffic lights, but you'll get through with one light cycle. We're looking around the city on the traffic cams. We don't see any problems on the interstates. Everything's running smooth this morning. A lot of traffic on Highway 14 and Highway 143 in the Millbrook area. Slow you down just a little bit, but you should move on without too much trouble. Don't forget the school zones are going right now, and the speed limit is 15 miles per hour. Nothing says love like a custom piece of jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location on the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We're getting to Beth for thought. Beth, first thought of winning our pop quiz question.
Hi. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, hey, Beth. So if you went into Rich Thomas's house and picked up his Emmy the wrong way and it broke.
By the top instead of the base.
Dirt. How much would you have to pay to get it replaced?
Gee, I think I heard this right. $300?
That's unfortunately correct.
You're a winner.
Congratulations.
Yay.
All right, $10 free shopping at Food Outlet for you, as I mentioned
Mardi
earlier.
Gras ice cream.
Just that alone will get you two. You may have that, and it's you can get two half gallons
that's
of
that. Right.
Holy cow.
Each, and still have change, or a couple of pounds of New York strip, whatever you want. Hang on. Congratulations from all of us from the highest, most esteemed upper-level Mangleman at Blue Water to us riffraff on the morning show. Olivia, we have a winner, but we thank you for trying. Okay. She's probably not ready for the news. She's going into the Emily segment. Tracy!
Hey!
Good morning.
Hi. You didn't win, but we wanted to say good morning and thanks.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Okay, you too.
And let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Hey.
Good.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
That was an all-star call-in on that question.
Wasn't it, though?
Where does Kate Winslet keep her Oscar?
Somewhere very safe.
Yeah.
Where does she put it? In the refrigerator or what?
No, she keeps it in the bathroom.
She keeps it in the loo.
In the bathroom.
Oh, so she can see it every morning.
No, so that people who go in there can in the mirror take a selfie and say that, do their acceptance speech. Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio is behind the shower curtain drawing pencil pictures.
Well, there you are.
Why do you hate him so much?
I just wanted to say that I was already highly impressed with the talents of Mr. Rich Thomas, Wonder Man extraordinaire. But the fact that he won an Emmy, holy cow,
that's really cool. I've seen it, but...
He wouldn't let you touch it, but he let you look at it.
But this is an award that even on the first... time you have to buy it. They tell you you receive it and they give you a certificate, but you have to buy it.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Right.
But if I won one, I'd buy it.
You're darn right.
How's our Abby preparation coming along, Jay?
Very well.
That's a lie.
You got stuff saved.
I do.
Wow. All right, well, you guys carry on. Thank you for making us laugh.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you
later.
All righty.
And
Warhawk.
I got a call here from Pearson, we have to take.
Hey.
Pearson.
Hey, Pearson.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Where do you keep your Emmy?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I keep mine under my baby sister's crib.
Oh!
Oh, what a quick money.
That's good. I like that.
Well, Pearson, was there something you wanted to talk about, or were you trying to win the contest and missed?
I was trying to win the contest.
Well, keep trying. See, you got through. Next time, maybe you'll be the winner, okay?
We got our backwards song coming up.
Yeah. And we're going to give away Steve Miller tickets.
And probably I don't know if we're going to do a conundrum or a truth or baloney. I didn't like
truth or baloney today.
Yeah, truth or baloney. Then.
Okay. All right, Pearson. Thanks for calling. You're on your way to school.
No, I'm homeschooled.
Oh, homeschool. Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
One of these days, we're going to get a cute little wiseacre kid who's going to say, "You on your way to school?" No, I'm on my way to rob a bank.
Oh, it's by the way,
7:30 on a
Wednesday. Beth, if you'll call back, you hung up before I could get your info there.
Oh, Beth, that's the worst thing you could do.
Yes, Beth, please call.
The sooner the better.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Starting off at freezing, in fact, it's 30 in Prattville, 28 in Alexander City, and 32 at Maxwell. Our forecast for today, best day of the week weather-wise, mostly sunny with a high up to about 59. And not quite as cold tonight as clouds increase, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers, let's say by later on in the afternoon, and scattered spotty showers tomorrow night. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, storm system at all, with a high tomorrow of 61. Upper 60s, I think, on Friday, with a mostly cloudy day. We're in between storm systems for the most part, so generally dry Friday. Then a chance of showers and maybe some thunderstorms later on Saturday afternoon, or more likely Saturday evening, Saturday night, as a more significant storm system moves through the area. A couple of those storms maybe on the strong side. We'll keep an eye on that for you. There's nothing funny about strong storms.
Sorry.
High tomorrow, high on Saturday around 70. And then looking ahead, it turns drastically colder. Let's say after midnight Saturday night, the winds will come up. And all day Sunday, windy, cold, falling temperatures, Arctic air coming in. And by Monday morning, which is MLK Day, mid-20s expected with wind chill factors in the teens. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 31 out of Danley Field, 7:36.
You want to win tickets to see Steve Miller before you can buy them? This is the radio station that is doing exactly that with the Backwards Song Contest. That's coming up. I cannot find the Barney lesson from today.
It's okay, but can I share something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pearson, I know who you are. And we all know who Pearson is, too.
Oh?
Is he he's a first-time caller, though, right?
He's a first-time caller.
Is he on News and Views?
He has a relation to News and Views.
Oh.
Let's look at our context clues here. Homeschooled. keeps the Emmy under baby sister's crib.
Unfortunately, I'm taking his name off the list.
You can't win, Pearson.
He's
sorry.
He's not eligible to win.
So, Pearson.
Who's your daddy?
Must be Jack Campbell.
Pearson Campbell, that's right.
Oh, but thank you for listening.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it. Well, I can't find the Barney lesson that was scheduled.
So man.
Well, I got a few others that we could do instead, like violent video games. That's always a good topic. Let's see what he has to say about that. That's expired. How about violent sports? Okay, I can't take this. This is making me nuts today. Because I know I put it in, and it's not there.
However you labeled it.
And I'm just too vulnerable these days. At 7:37, Fox Business, local news, and then a chance to win Steve Miller tickets before you combine later on. The game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
From the Fox Business Network, Sears will stay in business with a smaller version of the company. Sears Holdings CEO Eddie Lampert's bid to save the company won the bankruptcy auction. Lampert's ESL Holdings wants to keep about 400 stores open. He's also buying the Kenmore and Die Hard brands. The plan could save as many as 50,000 jobs. Ford says business was weaker than expected at the end of last year. Ford has been making changes to phase out most of its cars and focus on SUVs and trucks. It's expecting sales to remain the same this year, but it could see earnings improve. Ford's chief financial officer, Bob Shanks, says it was dealing with a number of issues, including a decline in business in China. Bank of America is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. The bank says it was helped by the corporate tax cut and also by higher interest rates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Macon County Courthouse will reopen this morning after a Monday morning fire forced it to close its doors, and now county leaders are trying to figure out what records were lost. The county commission chair says 90% of records in the probate judge's office were scanned and digitized several years ago. He hopes that will cut down on their losses. The Macon County Sheriff's Office and the state fire marshal are investigating the fire. Celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was a focal point of last night's Montgomery City Council meeting. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says increasing patrols is just one way to combat this problem. City leaders have discussed drafting an ordinance that would make celebratory gunfire a misdemeanor. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers. Well, at Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years, selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
This is breaking news.
This just in. The term breaking news means practically nothing.
This has been breaking news.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's party like it's 1999. Metro Fitness is celebrating our 20th birthday. We continue to be the best health club in Montgomery with the best group fitness classes in the area, as well as the best programs. Check out all of our boot camps and our boxing camp. Metro Fitness offers it all under one roof. Choose what you want to do at any time that's convenient for you. No signing up online for classes or having to wait for a specific time. January is the time to see the specials Metro has to offer. Happy 20th birthday, Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's that replacement Barney episode.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about violence in sports. Old MacDonald says don't fight. It's the wrong thing to do. Punching someone is not right, except on pay-per-view. Mayweather, Pacquiao, have enormous bank accounts. 300 million for one night, split between the two. But there's not just money to be made when grown-ups beat each other up. There's cash in animals getting beaten up too, like the Kentucky Derby. He'll be running down the back streets when he comes. Your dad bet your college money on this one. So he screams, you midget jockey, beat that horse like he was Rocky. If he loses, he'll be glue and it's all done. Remember, kids, violence is very bad for children, but it's very good for business. Barney loves you.
I sure made a good choice there, didn't I? Speaking of sports, our Baumhauer's winning word today is Leslie. Leslie is the inventor of Leslie B's meatloaf. Leslie B, of course, is Leslie Baumhauer, Bob's incredible wife. And their meatloaf is outstanding. As you see, or two people ordering that at our Wednesday night gatherings. Tonight, we get together to honor Emily and fiancé.
Us?
The round table folks, come and join us tonight, and we'll be serving homemade key lime pie, which I made this morning at four. I think I put it in the oven.
You were multitasking. You were cooking steaks for us.
Grilling steaks for you guys, and then I'm putting these pies together and flipping the steaks and going back to the pie batter and
morning prep on your radio.
It's, you know, I actually feel like I slow down when I get here, you know?
Right.
I just do so much before I get to the door.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll look for that word this afternoon, Leslie, between 3 and 6, and you can turn that into lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Eastern Boulevard or downtown at 201 Union on the first floor of the RSA building there. Now, what was that thing I used yesterday for contest open?
I mean, I think it said game.
Now we're going to play a game.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was game intro. Don't ask why I'm looking for these things on the air because I'm too busy bragging on my key lime pie, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was brilliant, Greg. You are just magnificently stupid today.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. And the game is the backwards song. Going to play a clip from a popular Steve Miller song. Going to play it backwards. you have to call us at 272-9228 and be the first person to tell us the title of the song. Here is
it is a clue. Short one.
I got it. One more time.
That's an easy one today.
All right.
That's why it's so short.
Yeah. You win tickets before you can buy them at 272-9228. Be the first to give us the title. We want the full title of that song. Well, I mean, not the, well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The album, the year it was recorded, and the studio.
That's right.
Who produced it? The number of copies it was sold.
Who wrote it?
Yeah. We'll take all of that.
What's the flip side of the single?
272-9228. Stand by for
Dr.
Jeff Pasley. Isn't it ironic that our first caller is Stephen M.?
Oh.
Who wants to win Stephen Miller tickets. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
If you're the real Steve Miller, you can't win tickets to your own show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's take the money and run.
Yes, that unmistakable. Take the money and run. Good one.
That when played backwards is the same way
our
forward.
Song of the day on Friday, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, you that way you learn how to talk it up when you go to a concert featuring Steve Miller. You'll know what to how to do the forecast and everything else while you're listening to it.
Yeah.
His incredible... No, I was starting to have thoughts about destroying those spies, actually.
So I'm just clapping away.
Steve, you hang on, and Jay is going to get you your tickets.
Just all right, thank you.
Clapping for Steve, so excited for him, and I'm going here clapping by myself. And Rich just kind of looks at me and does a double take and starts kind of clapping, too, like, maybe I should be clapping.
Maybe we should be talking about this.
Oh. Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to share with you about our good friend, Dr. Jeff Pasley, and the fine folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They have straightened me out, and they can help you with your aches and pains if you've carried them into 2019 from 2018. If you're not familiar with the way that the whole chiropractor jam works, I highly suggest you check out millbrookchiropractor.com because I wasn't familiar with it either. I didn't think that it would help me get to where I didn't have to pop ibuprofen every couple of hours, but it has. Most insurance plans are accepted. You can fill out your new patient paperwork online. If you've got an MRI that you want to go over with Dr. Pasley, he'll do that with you at no extra charge. You can email them your questions. You can call them at 285-8483. They're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook. And, man, don't live a life of pain. Don't be dependent on pain pills, whether it be ibuprofen or something more heavy duty. Just go to millbrookchiropractor.com, get your questions answered there, or like I said, call them at 285-8483, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hey, what did Gillette do that made people upset?
Apparently...
What did they do?
Let me see if I can get the story on this first, because what they're accused of doing, their new ad is controversial in how they portray men.
Oh?
And I'm not sure what the real controversy is. It's about men in the age of Me Too.
Uh-huh.
So I guess, and let's face it, a few brands are more closely associated. I'm sure there's women that use Gillette razors, but Gillette, right, we have that that little bet.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
So they got a long history of male-connected things, and I hope they're, I don't know, it seems like they're trying to turn, that when you hear the term toxic masculinity, what does that mean?
I haven't watched the ad. I know, I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it yet.
And what we have here are some parody proposals.
Gillette, cause men are really scum. Gillette, don't think with your little head.
I didn't get that one.
Gillette, your secretary's off limits.
And it seems like what they're trying to do, they're just trying to create this fairy tale universe where everybody's the same. It's a unisex world, that masculinity, femininity are toxic. I don't want to be around for that. If that's really where it's going, I think at some point they're going to push all of this nonsense to a point where people are just going to revolt.
Stop the world. Let me off.
Really? I mean, toxic, they invent things. Yesterday, Sirius Radio had to tweet out, there's a talk show host on the Patriot Channel, and this nitwit on CNN was criticizing him for his white privilege, and he let her go on and on and on, and they said, by the way, I'm black. This is the world we live in, where, you know, they're inventing things and making stuff up, and I'm just so over it. I come in here in the afternoon, and I'm halfway to nervous breakdown.
10-15 years ago, you didn't have to stop and think about the sentence and saying, wait a minute, who is this going to offend if I just happen to say this next sentence?
You know, back then, if you knew when you were taking a risk on offending somebody.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
Now it's...
You did.
It's easy.
And it made me front page news, but... I got so much publicity out of it that it was worth the grief, you know, it put me on the map. But I didn't do it deliberately, you know, that's the thing. And that's a long story that nobody wants to hear. It is 7:54. If you are, we had Steve Duro, our tax consultant, in yesterday afternoon to talk about some of the things that are going to be different on this year's form. And there are quite a few changes. What's interesting is you still have to file and take all the deductions you would have on your federal form when you file for the state. Because if you don't, the state's going to be able to keep a lot more of your money. So while they've simplified the federal form, if you want to get a refund from the state of Alabama, you've got to take the deductions you normally would. So now I got to go digging up all my restaurant receipts and everything else. Because some of those were taken out of the federal tax code. I'm just passing that along because I did not know that until Steve told us yesterday. But one deduction that will never go away, that will grow in importance because the codes have been shrunk, the brackets have been shrunk so much, and the personal and marital deductions have been made so significant, is the first mortgage interest. On the federal tax form, that's going to be more important for a lot of people than ever because it may be one of the few they're allowed to take. That one will never disappear. The housing market would become chaotic and collapse if they ever removed that deduction from tax filing. And of course, real estate also becomes an investment. We were interested to find out. Morris Capuano got Roz financed on the house we're living in, and we had it evaluated, and it's sitting in pretty good shape. For me, that's a masterstroke considering the disasters I've had with real estate in the past.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that would include my first home here in Montgomery, which I bought 5 months before the crash in 2008. But I still got the deduction for that interest, and that at least has put some more money back in my pocket. So there are values all over town, and you may qualify. Don't write yourself out of the process until you've talked to Morris. He works hard at Renaissance Bank to get people the keys to their first home. He lives to do that. So let him work hard for you by calling 409-9300, 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. They've got to have a program there that'll work for you. They're an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 402-669. We've got traffic. Fox News is ahead, and when we come back, we're going to have yet even more fun playing
Truth or Baloney.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a busy morning this morning. Interstate 65 is backing up in the river bridges like it does every morning as you head into the downtown area. If you're on I-85, you got a smooth ride on both north and southbound sides. There's the usual slowdowns on the boulevard. You will find backups at 231, 331, and the I-85 entrance ramps. We should be wrapping up things around the school zones before long. Be careful. Watch out for schools, buses, and kids. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This prices for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Our new class is starting soon, and it's your chance to get into the real estate business. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and there are 20 sessions to attend. Through our courses, you'll learn property law, agency law, contract writing, negotiation, pricing property, and appraisal, and complete details on financing a transaction. You may not want to be a real estate agent, but want the information about how to buy a home, how to sell a home. Well, come to our class and find out. We've had many people take the course for information only. Others have liked the course so well, they decided to switch careers from attending the course. I will prepare you to take the real estate exam and help you understand the questions on the exam through examples, practice exams, and a final course test. For more details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
And now, a message from Morgan Freeman.
Happy Wednesday. Today's hump day. Hump as in rise in elevation. Morgan, you so crazy. Only two more days till the weekend. Got any plans? I do. I'm going to build me a $4 squirrel crap and then shoot BBs at neighborhood kids. Oh, it's going to be a great weekend. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.